Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Strong enemy, sleepy saints, and the master summons. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Mark 14:38. Peter, James, and John were involved in serious spiritual combat, but they didn't know it. Their commander had told them to watch and pray so they would not fall victim to the enemy. Instead, they slept, giving in to the very temptation they had been warned to avoid. Temptation is more than something to be met and conquered. As Matthew Poole explains, it is also something to be avoided. Walk with Matthew Poole, a British author of a Bible commentary in the 1600s. Here Jesus calls his disciples to a greater spiritual watching that they might not fall under temptation. By exhorting them to watch, he directed them to use such means as were within their power to use. By adding prayer, he let them know that it was not in their power to stand without God's help and assistance, and upon their prayer would not be denied. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. The spirit is resolved with constancy to perform its duty, but the flesh is apt to faint and fall away when assaulted by temptation. Therefore, you should earnestly pray for supernatural strength and be vigilant so you will not be surprised and overcome. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 42.
On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house he enters, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were reclining at the table eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They were saddened, and one by one they said to him, "Surely you don't mean me." "It is one of the 12," he replied, "one who dips bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him, but woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "Truly, I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "Truly, I tell you," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me 3 times. But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back again, found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer.
Who can calculate the injury inflicted by the enemy on sleepy saints? Christ's summons to watch and pray is just as urgent today, because the battle is just as crucial. The enemy is just as strong. The temptations are just as subtle. If the disciples had prayed and stayed alert as Christ commanded, they would not have faced the temptation they did. Their lack of alertness opened the door to unnecessary temptation. Your need for alertness is just as great. The command to watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation is still applicable. Are you awake?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.